Oh, hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, one heaven, most gracious God, we just come thanking you, Father God, for this day, for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, doing, and to do in our life. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, just let thy will be done, Father God. We ask and let the Holy, ask the Holy Spirit to have his way today in this place. Fill this place with your presence, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Revelation, the 12th chapter, 10th to the 12th verse. Revelation in the 12th chapter, 10th to the 12th verse. And it read as, And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe is the inhabitant of the earth and of the seas, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knew that he hath but a short time. This morning, thanks God, at those verses was read, I want you to know that those verses is a very interesting part of the Bible. It gives us a weapon and power in the daily life of the believer. There's a weapon that had never lost its power, but people have not learned to use it. Whereas it is highly effective, even the enemy is afraid of it. When you start talking about it, the serpent, the dragon that the Bible talks about said, roll unto the earth and to the sea. There is a weapon that overcomes it. There is nothing that God have created that he cannot rearrange. There is no enemy that God cannot defeat. Saints of God, if I had to put a title to those scriptures, it would be pleading the blood of Jesus. Pleading the blood of Jesus. We see, thanks to God, in this time and age, there's a lot of stuff going on in our nation, in our state, in our county, in our city, in our community, in our church, that we got to recognize that whatever is going on, it is not from God. It is from Satan. And so we, as saints of God, have to know and really believe that in our faith, that pleading the blood of Jesus is what it takes in this day and age. In order for us, saints of God, whether we recognize it or not, there are unseen evil forces around us at all times. These evil forces, though unseen, are certainly not unreal. The devil is alive and well on this planet Earth. And whether you are a strong or weak Christian, or perhaps even not a believer at all, he wants you. The world is considered trying to beat us down as believers. All the laws that they is passing, all the things that coming against Christianity, against the believer, the saints of God, they're passing these laws against us, but we as saints, we got to plead the blood. We got to plead the blood. And when we plead the blood, ain't no devil in hell can defeat us. We have to unite saints of God, we have to be on one accord. And when we are on one accord, we have the victory. The flesh is trying to get us to yield to this worldly system, and it is the state and very evidence of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy every last thread of our happiness and security that we enjoy. But God's way is absolutely the opposite. God's desire have a workable strategy. There are three very important principles found in the Word of God for us to have and gain victory. One, by pleading the blood of Jesus, we must speak the word. When you speak the word, you take authority over the situation in your life. There's no condition that we face where we cannot exercise the power of God. You speak the word when you take your Bible and actually speak out loud a promise that have appropriate to that situation. We are told by Paul, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Therefore, I got to speak it. There are at least three audiences when we speak the words. Three audiences. There is, of course, the Lord. He loves it when we speak his word back to him. There's the devil and all of his unseen imps. And then there's us, ourselves. In pleading the blood, saints of God, we have to claim the name. This is intentionally affirming where we stand. We as weak humans are often confused about which direction to go in life, and the devil is sure to make us even more confused, but God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. If we don't have a stable mind, we are sure to be easy picking for the devil. We need to learn how to please our Lord to God. We don't proclaim it, our intention and opening, we will sit as a sitting duck for every evil work. So saints of God, we have to name it, we have to claim it, we have to speak it. Also, in pleading the blood, this is a confident satisfaction that we must have. We must be confident in our speaking and claiming the word. I tell you, and you know this is true, the devil is constantly shaking us down. He's beating us down with all kinds of diseases, all kinds of debt, all kinds of worries, all kinds of anxiety, all kinds of stress, all kinds of sickness. But we as saints of God, we got to stand up, we got to unite and claim and plead the blood of Jesus. He is trying to shake us from our moving in Jesus Christ. He is trying to get us to cast off everything we know about our faith and be as drifted out there, yet be as drifted out there in the world. If we're going to exercise power over the condemnation of the devil, we got to rest in the wonderful satisfaction that the blood of Jesus has washed us from all sins. When you plead the blood, you are announcing to the devil and to yourself that the blood of Jesus can cover any and all sins. God tells us to rest in the power of the blood, and he will rid us of the condemnation of the devil. It is a terrible thing to feel condemnation. I'm not talking about conviction. That's a wonderful feeling. For example, feeling convicted doing a Bible sermon is not especially fun, but it is wonderful because you know that the word is convicting you in the right direction. You ought to thank God if you still feel touched. It's not a good place to be when we become so callous that we can just live our life without even being convicted. But condemnation is when the devil is beating you up and telling you that you are not forgiven, or maybe even you are not even saved. But you got to know that you know who you are and whom you are. Condemnation is terrible as it robs you of your joy and your happiness in Jesus. The answer is the blood of Jesus. Why does God talk about the blood so much in the Bible? From the very first chapter of Genesis all the way through the last chapter of Revelation, God referred to the blood. Why do believers sing songs about the blood? Why do Christians get excited about the blood? What does it mean to confidently rest in the blood of Jesus? Because by pleading the blood of Jesus, his blood redeems us. Without question, every human that is honest with himself knows that each one of us has repeatedly broken the moral law of God. To deny this fact is to deceive yourself. Each of us has broken the moral law of God. That is, it makes peace with God. Pleading the blood makes peace with God. The blood of Jesus reconciles us with God. In his very nature, man is at war with God. God said, "You are at war with me, but I'm willing to make peace. The conditions are non-negotiable." So don't try to, thanks to God, try to negotiate with God. "Well, God, if you do this, I will do this." No, surrender and let God have his way. The only thing that will satisfy is a payment of blood. Not your blood, not no animal blood, not my blood, but the blood of Jesus. It's the only thing that can satisfy the payment. Thank God that Christ did that and had made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him saying, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, Colossians 1 and 20. The major nature of this world are constantly trying to figure out some sort of nuclear deal in order to keep from blowing each other up. Each country has demand. God stated that there are only one thing he will accept, and that is the blood of Jesus. In Leviticus, God declared that the blood atonement is necessary because life is in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11. Thanks for a moment of the most ridiculous person, most hateful person, most selfish person, most greedy person, most contradicting person that you could imagine. Perhaps you know them personally, and maybe you haven't, who have hurt more people. Think of that person. Now imagine this. God said that the blood of the cross could reconcilerate even him or her back to him. If they repent, they could have a home in eternity forever. So no matter, thanks to God, the worst person that ever walked on this earth, I said person that walked on this earth, that can't be reconciled back to the Father through the blood of Jesus and by him repenting. So we can be hateful. We can think about, well, the things that I did in my youth, the thing I did yesterday, the thing I did day before yesterday, all that is covered with the blood of Jesus. So we don't have no excuse if we repent and keep going, because the price is already paid. This tells me that if a person goes to hell, it's because they decided to go there. They couldn't go to heaven. God offered freely to them the blood of Jesus as full payment for their sin. Have you ever got a bottle of soda and read on it, redemption value, 5 cents on return to a soda can? Or, you know, I know up in Michigan, they like 10 cents or so for a can of aluminum can, recycling back to them and everything. But anyway, thanks God, that is the same way with us. But when it comes to the redemption of the soul, only the blood, that is death, will sacrifice. Some Bible teacher have defined autonomy as at one moment. In other words, they're saying just one time only, that the tongue, the blood, will cover your sin. So that is true. The blood one time have covered all your sin from the past, the present, and in the future. The blood of Jesus have covered. So we can plead the blood from the past to the present and to the future. So thanks to God, we got to think about the blood of Jesus. So as we plead the blood over our lives, I'm at peace with my soul because I know God is okay with me. The devil can use my past sin to create worry. So we can't let our past interfere with our present and our future. What's in the past, it is in the past. What we're doing in the present, let's make the most of it to advance to the kingdom of God in the future. Also, pleading the blood, his blood reinstate us. Even more than knowing that all is forgiven, it brings us into fellowship with God. But now in Jesus Christ, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh to the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13, before a man or woman is born again, they are far, far away from God. But when they take Christ as Savior, they become closer to God. All but the blood of Christ, all salvation, I can ever become the friend of God. Wow, think of it, God being your best friend. Pleading the blood gives us a new friend, the best friend anyone can ever have. Nobody is born lacking God. Nobody is born lacking God. People may say that they like God or spiritually, but really they are not. The Bible boldly declares that no man had ever yet been a God seeker. There's none that understand. There's none that seek after God. Romans 3:11. The fact is, if God did not love us first, we would never have loved him. No man seek the Lord, because seeking the Lord means seeking for righteousness. And that would be like a criminal seeking for a police. No, a criminal seek other criminal, but we, because of the blood of Jesus, have been given a desire to seek God. So in other words, thank God, when we become born again, we seek the things of God. We don't seek the things of the devil. We seek, we say, we preach, we teach the things of God. We live the word of God. Nobody loves the Bible until they get saved through the blood of Jesus. A person might put up with the Bible, or they might get a little fuzzy feeling by getting to the Bible, but nobody really loves it until salvation. Nobody loves church until they get born again. They may lack the form of prayer, but not one lost person truly wants to meet a holy God in prayer. But when they become a believer, all of a sudden, they get a new joy in spiritual discipline. The beloved Apostle John remarked how dear even the law of the Bible had become to him. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. So we didn't like the law. We didn't like the Bible. We didn't like God. We didn't like the church. We didn't like the prayer, because we're not under blood. But sooner we became born again, all these things came into one. We started liking the church. We started liking God. We started liking the Bible. We started liking what the Bible said. We started living the word of God. Also pleading the word of God, the blood of God, pleading the blood, his blood refreshes us. One of the most amazing aspects of claiming the blood is the cleansing effect it has on the spirit and even on the body. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than any sin or mistake that we can make. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Yes, all sin. By the way, this verse illustrated one more reason I love the King James Version, because it gives us the proper tense of the verse, cleanses. So it cleanses us. That is, it is currently cleansing and keep on cleansing as long as we live. So it's not just one time it cleanses us and that's it, but it continues to cleanse us. So the King James Version is cleanses us, so it continue. That's a continual thing. So the blood of Jesus is continue to clean us. Once we have come to him in honesty and sincerely in his humble and brokenness, and once we have honestly said to God, I have sinned against you, I don't blame nobody but myself for my sin. We have to blame ourselves for our sin. We can't say, well, the devil made me do it. My wife made me do it. My husband made me do it. My friend made me do it. We got to point the finger to ourselves. Not just one finger, but all fingers to yourself. Because you have a will. You have the desire to do what is right. You have the will. You got to ask the Spirit to lead you into all truth. So pleading the blood, covering with the blood of Jesus, you're setting a bounds from all evil. Making up your mind that I'm going to do what is right. Also, pleading blood, his blood reinforces us. The devil wants to make sure that we don't rejoice in our forgiveness. He wants to hold back and keep us down. So just like Sister Tammy was singing this morning, praising and worshiping and everything. See, Satan, he wants us to just sit back. Oh, yes, I wish you just sit down. You know, yes, I don't want him to have to be up here praising the Lord. I don't want the saint to praise the Lord, because he know when we praise him, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And more that we praise him, then habit of his praises, God is in the midst. And what God is, Satan know that he can't be. Because God is light. And Satan can't mingle in the light. He can't mix himself with the light. So the blood, it reinforces us. See, the devil, he loves us when we are negative and beating ourselves up, or our other brothers and sisters up. The devil loved that. He loved it. We need some help against all that he throw at us, and they overcome. So we overcome him, you know, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. And they loved not their own until death. Revelation 12 and 11. Here comes some reinforcement. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Claim the blood through salvation and remind the devil of the fact that when against his fiery dart, the devil does not want you to learn about the blood of Jesus, saints of God. If he can have you looking at TV, on the computer, distracting with on your cell phones, or doing whatever, washing the car or whatever, long as you ain't reading and learning about the blood of Jesus, you're okay. Don't call on the name of Jesus. Don't speak the word of Jesus. Don't do nothing. You can look at the TV all you want. You can do whatever you want, but long as you ain't containing to the Lord Jesus. God's word is full of the blood. A crucified Savior is mentioned in Genesis 3 and 15 and continue to be a recurring theme throughout the scripture, all the way to the last chapter of Revelation. No wonder the church are now finding themselves under attack and criticized for being too liberal. The devil does not want God's people to claim the blood. The devil do not want us, saints of God, to claim the blood. It is the blood of Jesus that gives us the power over Satan. It is because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have the power over Satan. He is a defeated foe. He could not keep Jesus in the grave, and he cannot have power over us unless we let him, because the resurrected Christ lives in us. Satan's only power over the Christian spirit is suggestion. He can make us sin. His proposals are powerful, to be sure. God reminds his children to defend their spirit with the helmet of salvation, or else Satan is going to get inside your brain. He is going to put a demonic earworm in there. That earworm is, like I said, it's like a TV commercial jingle you can't get out of your head. It's going to tell you anything good you do, you're nothing, you're sinful, and that likely you are not even a Christian. That if you want a believer, you aren't in anymore. So he put things in your head that make you think, make you think. That you is not even saved, thanks to God. So we have to be careful on the things that we hear, on the things that we see, you know, on the things that we allow ourselves to be entertained by. Because Satan, he used those demonic forces to enter into that gateway. We see also, through claiming his blood, I no longer am the power and law of the devil, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6 and 14. Thank God the law of sin no longer have any power over us, as we are now under the power of grace, that is the gift of God's strength. We are under God's strength. We are not under law, saints of God, so we can plead the blood. He gave us the authority to use his name. He gave us the authority to plead his blood. Most people think when you're pleading the blood, they saying that you're begging, but you're not begging. You're pleading because you have that authority. And when you have authority to do something, you don't have to beg. You can say it. You can repeat it. You can speak it. And everything. So don't let people come to you and say, well, why are you pleading the blood? Why are you begging? You know, you're not begging. You is standing on the word. You're using the power and authority that God gave you. As we see, also, pleading the blood of Jesus His blood reassures us. By pleading the blood, it reassures us. Have any of you have been to court where an accusing person had to stand in front of the judge? I have done some personal. I have been so personal, been to court for traffic court. So you stand up there and you plead guilty or not guilty. But we saints of God, because we are saints of God, we are believer, we can go to the throne of grace and say not guilty or guilty, but what we have to say, we plead the blood, and that cleanses. It's not we guilty or we not guilty, because God and Jesus paid the price. So when we go to that court of mercy and everything, we plead the blood. Yes, Lord knows that we indeed, we were sinners, we were serving Satan, but our sins is covered. So instead of we say, Lord, I'm guilty, Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. So that cover all. So don't make the mistake saying, Lord, I'm guilty. He already knows you are guilty. But I plead the blood, and he will find you not guilty. So yes, reassuring. That's why John used a courtroom scene to illustrate the power of the blood. So we too have to use that as a courtroom. I plead the blood. Whenever we are guilty or something, Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood, and we will overcome. Thanks to God, you have an advocate, which is a lawyer, and that lawyer is Jesus. And by his shedding of blood, we are not guilty. By pleading the blood of Jesus gives us protection before adversary even strike. So in other words, it serves as a protection. Pleading the blood of Jesus, it serves as a protection. It also gives physical healing in the body. No matter what name is given to any problem or situation that you have, it will be solved when the blood of Jesus is brought into it. So no matter what you have or you're going through, if you're sick in your body, not only just claiming by faith that I am here, by his strength I am here, but plead the blood of Jesus over that sickness. A lot of time we lay hands and say, by the stripes of Jesus you are here, and we forget about pleading the blood, because the blood, it covers. So don't, thanks to God, let's start practicing and pleading the blood, not only just standing on faith, because faith without works is dead. We have to plead the blood also with our faith. Also, pleading blood, if you keep pleading the blood of Jesus, no matter how terrible an infirmity is, it will disappear by the blood of Jesus. If your life or faith and you lay your hand on the sick, pleading the blood of Jesus, it will vanish. It will vanish. It can't stand. Where the blood of Jesus is, sickness and disease can't stand. But you got to have that faith and believe that you are here by his stripes, and by his blood, it will vanish. You might wonder if it really as simple as that, but the power is in the blood of Jesus. And we have that power. We have the authority to use that power, thanks to God. Don't let Satan and his demons try to convince you that you don't have the power. Use nothing. Remember, you are a child of the Most High. The power in pleading the blood of Jesus is yet to be understood by man. See, a lot of people don't understand the pleading the blood of Jesus. Some people criticize those pleading the blood of Jesus because they are not passing through the valley, so they don't understand it. They don't, in other words, they haven't experienced it, or they haven't read and really studied to understanding how powerful the blood of Jesus is and what it really means to the saints of God. Being unsaved, yes, it don't mean nothing to them. But we as saints of God, that is a weapon, a powerful weapon that we have to, must use in our everyday living. The blood of Jesus cannot dry up. Neither can it lose its power. Even if we cut ourselves and we believe, in due time, that blood gonna dry up from splitting out. Even a person, anemic person, they bleed, but eventually it'll stop. They'll stop bleeding. They're the type of person that not easy to stop bleeding. But even with their blood, it eventually dry up, you know, not in the body, but the bleeding would stop. But Jesus, his blood is a continual flow. It's just like going to the bank. It's always there. It's never dry up. Just like our wants, it's in heaven. Whatever we want, it's already there. All we have to do is speak it, believe it, and that let it manifest, because he have abundant. So his blood, it never run dry, thanks to God. The more you plead the blood, the more chances total submission to the disease, and the disease will submit to the blood, in the pool of the blood of Jesus. Many Christians do not understand the power in the using the weapon that God has given us against the enemy. Believers, unbelievers, could only sit through the night chanting, incantation, or reciting things against God's people. But the blood of Jesus can overcome that. By pleading the blood of Jesus, it gives emotional healing. So in other words, saints of God, the blood of Jesus, it gives emotional healing. In Psalms 147:3, it says, he said, he heals the broken in heart and bind up their wound. So in other words, the pleading the blood, it heals the emotional, it gives healing to the emotion. Also, pleading the blood, it gives mentally healing. 1 Peter 1:12. Which says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels are to look upon. So in other words, so the things that you're going through mentally and everything, God send the Holy Spirit down from heaven to cover your mind. So we have to think about, you know, renewing our mind and everything, because like I said, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but love and power of a sound mind. also, we find that in 1 Peter 13, Wherefore, gird up the loins of thy mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you as a revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust and in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So, other words, saints of God, God is in control of your mind if you let him. Also, pleading the blood helps us in battling dark powers. It helps us battle the dark power. Psalms 91. Psalms 91 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he hath delivered thee from the snares of the fowl and from the north pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckle. So in other words, saints of God, he helps, the blood of Jesus helped in battling dark powers, the power of Satan. Under his wing, we are protected. So he also helps us, gives us financial healing. A lot of people is going through financial healing. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficient in all things may abound to every good work. So in other words, even through your financial problem, God have grace towards you, abound towards you. Everything that he give, it is efficient enough to you to overcome. If you stand in front of your workplace, home, and plead the blood of Jesus every day, you will find out that the power of the darkness in that environment will disappear. So pleading the blood each and every day over your home, over your family, over your workplace, all those demonic spirits, they got to go. They got to go. As we are moving toward the end time, we need to plead the blood of Jesus at all times. There's a lot of tragedy and disaster all over the place. Too many Christians are being robbed and cheated, raped and murdered. But pleading the blood of Jesus will give you immunity against all of these things. Cleansing from all sin. See, pleading the blood, he will cleanse us from all sin. Jesus came to die for the sins of the world, and his blood was shed for us. You can claim the cleansing blood power in his blood, and Jesus will open a new chapter in your life. But like I said, saints of God, you got to name it, you got to claim it. You can plead the blood of Jesus over any and everything that's happening in your life, your home, your car, your children, your spouse, your business. It is a form of protection and prevention against the evil one. You can plead the blood of Jesus over your journey, the road, the vehicle, the aircraft that you're riding in. If you are living or passing through a dangerous zone, you can draw a bloodline of protection, therefore making a boundary against the evil. So, what even over your cars when you're traveling, saints of God, plead the blood of Jesus. Even when you're in someone else's vehicle, plead the blood of Jesus. When you're in the app or on a train or in a plane, plead the blood of Jesus for the protection, because it is a protection and it is a prevention. In closing, saints of God, also pleading the blood of Jesus, it is a deliverance. When you call the blood of Jesus into operation, it caused the enemy to flee, because it contained the life of God. It set people free from bondage. It's heal, it protect, it give life power, it break yoke, it's overcoming power, it open, it's a door open power, it's create and recreate power, it renew power, it bind a resolve power that make the enemy go astray. It promote power and energy. Breakthrough power, miracle, receiving power, pausing, destroying power, mountain moving power, demon paralyzing power, virgin report, restoring power, burden removing power, and bondage destroying power. So when we plead the blood of Jesus into any situation, it will eventually bow down to the blood of Jesus. So in other words, saints of God, in closing, it's the blood of Christ which is eternal, have been offered through the Holy Spirit, that we can be assured that we have eternal forgiveness. God, who is outside of time, has seen our future even before we live one day, and therefore have made abundant provision for forgiveness through the blood of Jesus, his Son. All it reminds now is that we daily apply it by faith in our lives. So when we plead the blood of Jesus, the destroyer cannot come near. So here is just a list of blood prayer that the blood of Jesus covered. These are some of the things. It remits sin, Matthew 26:28. It give lies to those who consume it, John 6:53. It calls us to dwell in Christ and he in us, John 6:56. It is the mean by which Jesus became our atonement through faith, Romans 3:25. It justified us and saved us from wrath, Romans 5:29. It redeemed us, Ephesians 1:7. 1 Peter 1:18-19, and Revelation 5:9. It's the means by which Jesus purchased the church, Acts 20:28. It's granted us the forgiving of sin, Colossians 1:14. It's cleansed us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. It made us complete for every good work, Hebrews 13:20-21. It is the means of which we enter into most of the holiest of holies with bondmen, Hebrews 10:19. It brings peace and reconciliation to God, Galatians 1:20. It obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. And most of all, it is the means by which we overcome the accusers of the brethren, Revelation 12:11. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, most gracious God, we just come thanking you, Father God, for the word. We ask, Father God, let be a seed, Father God, be planted on fertile ground. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And we thank you for the authority that you've given us to use the name and apply the blood of Jesus on each and every situation in our life. As we go forth, Father God, we ask you to just continue to lead and guide and order our steps. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.